Morgan Creek. James G. Robinson presents a Morgan Creek production. A film by Jeff Murphy. Emilio Estevez, Kiefer Sutherland, Lou Diamond Phillips, Christian Slater, and William Peterson as Pat Garrett. Young Guns 2. A lone cowboy is riding across a vast barren wasteland beneath an ashen sky. Sand dunes stretch out before him. The cowboy, wizened and tired-looking, reaches the peak of a sand dune and dismounts from his horse. He's wearing a tatty poncho and a wide-brimmed hat. He stands on the dune, observing the landscape, then slowly eases himself down to sit on the sand. Written by John Fusco, directed by Jeff Murphy. The old cowboy's face is weathered and blemished, and he's wearing a pair of round glasses. An articulated lorry speeds past along a road at the foot of the sand dune. An early automobile pulls up at the side of the road near to the old cowboy. A man in a suit gets out.
Mr. Roberts? William Roberts? Thought you lost me. You weren't kidding, were you? Charles Phelan, sir. Stackpole, McPhee, Lassiter, and Phelan. Attorneys at law.
He notices Robert's revolver.
How you doing?
Charles scrambles to the top of the dune and looks at Robert's horse.
So, what is it I can do for you, sir?
I'm dying. And I want to go before the governor. I want to be pardoned.
Pardoned? For what?
For the killing of 21 men. I was promised a pardon 70 years and 3 months ago. And you tell him that you're bringing in Rashid Bill Roberts, alias William Antrim, also known as William H. Bonney.
Whoa. William H. Bonney?
Alias Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid, huh? Billy the Kid was shot and killed by Pat Garrett. Everybody knows that. It's common knowledge.
There are other lawyers around. Get back in your vehicle and drive before I make it 22, just for the goddamn hell of it.
Can you show me some evidence? Scars or something? I don't know. You have any scars?
Robert remembers. Four riders gallop through a hot and dusty canyon. They cross dry riverbeds and pass over arid land. They charge together up an incline, leaving a trail of dust in their wake. The riders gallop past a series of towering, craggy rock formations. They stop beneath a monolithic pillar of rock, and the front rider looks to the sky before leading the others on. They find a dead horse and Billy the Kid's body nearby.
What I'm going to tell you is historical fact. It took place a year after the Great McSween Fire of 1878, what some call the end of the Lincoln County War.
That's him. When they ask, you first. I got the drop on him.
Say what you will. I figure to get at least 100 dobies for his trigger finger.
One of the riders dismounts and prepares to cut off Billy's finger, but Billy's eye opens and he pulls a gun out from under a bush and blasts the rider. He takes down the others as they try to flee, and Billy's accomplice, Pat Garrett, shoots the leader off his horse. Garrett aims his gun at the cowering leader.
Wait. Do I know you?
Yeah. Yeah, you know me, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Travers, from Tularosa.
Travers. Yeah.
He executes Travers.
Why, you just didn't want to hide out up in the canyons. Don't make sense. God gave a mule. I don't know.
Well, now, cheers, Dandy.
One of the dying riders raises his gun at Billy, but Garrett takes him down.
I'd taken up with Arkansas Dave Rudabaugh and Patrick Floyd Garrett. Me and Garrett had a common interest in the horse and cattle trade. And contrary to what they say, I liked the son of a bitch. Now, most of the boys that ran with me during that little war were dead or gone or hiding, but I never let them push me out. New Mexico territory was my home.
Well, should we give him a proper burial?
Yeah, why not?
And I was making one a hell of a name for myself.
Newspaper headlines read, Billy the Kid kills four. Boy Bandit King, Terror of Southwest. And Governor of New Mexico promises to round up outlaws, Lincoln man killers, to be tried. A man buys a paper and trudges through the snow across a busy thoroughfare. Doc Scurlock is teaching children how to read.
Friday?
Good. Very good, Pietro. Okay, so we have Friday. Family. Fulminate. What else?
In the wintry street outside, a horse-drawn carriage pulls up, and four men in long black coats and hats step out, each carrying a shotgun. Doc holds up the letter W for his class, then dangles a pocket watch.
Watch? Watch, very good.
The four men rush towards the classroom. They burst in.
Don't move.
Billy rides into a hot, dusty settlement. Old Fort Sumner, New Mexico Territory, 1879. The locals surround Billy, Garrett and Dave, cheering and handing them gifts. A young lad watches them with adulation. Billy dismounts and slaps away his horse.
How you doing, Beaver?
What happened to you?
Billy tips his hat at a beautiful Mexican woman. Another woman embraces Garrett.
Militia's been through, and the cavalry, and they keep on coming. When you was in the Guadalupe, they sent in a new governor to clean up. He's going through the territory like the pox, running everybody who fired a shot in the Lincoln War, dragging them all back across the whole damn country.
This is General Lew Wallace has proclaimed a state of insurrection.
They're fixing to do a big exterminating. And kid, you're on the top of their hanging list. They want to put you down.
Billy tears up the newspaper.
Are you Billy the Kid?
Nah, but I am Arkansas Dave Rudabaugh. You ever hear me? Killed 65 men, not counting Mexicans and Indians. You must have heard of me. Come on, Rudabaugh. Great.
I'd like some frijoles. Oh, and some coffee. Please.
The young lad sneaks in, and Billy pulls his gun.
Get out of here, boy! If I could tell you one more goddamn time, I'll put an iron to you!
Quién es?
Goddamn vagrant! Come in on the orphan train, eating out of my ass cans.
Come over here.
Stealing bread from my ovens.
You know who I am?
Yes.
Yes? Where are you from? New York?
Pennsylvania.
What you got in that satchel?
Eastern tenderfoot, son of a bitch!
Beaver, leave him alone. Shut up. So what do you want? You want to just look at me? Now go on and have a look.
I want to ride the trail with the kid. Billy the Kid. Prince of Pistoliers.
Hey, Beaver, did you hear that? Prince of Pistoliers. I haven't heard that one before. You want to ride with Billy the Kid? Is that what you want? You want to get leg shot in your leg like this? Hiding out in the damn brush like some kind of lizard? Everybody in the territory trying to take a shot at you. Boom, boom, boom! Is that what you want, Mr. Pennsylvania, huh? Huh? Is that what you want?
The boy looks afraid.
Yes.
Yes? Beaver. Puff away, then.
I got you, little baby! Get out! And stay the hell out!
Beaver sees some riders enter town.
Soldados! Andale, andale! What do you keep bothering me for? Can't you see I run a respectable place? Go on, bother somebody else, will you?
Shut up, Beaver.
Oye, gringo seco, vente pa' acá. What's the matter? You only like boys? Hotos!
Billy's hiding in a barrel.
Hey, you're bringing someone in?
Get one!
In the town of Lincoln, Doc's being dragged behind a carriage.
Gerlach!
Doc Gerlach, open her up, Bill.
A trap door is raised in the thoroughfare, revealing a pit, and the carriage comes to a stop. A man uses his gun to sever the rope Doc's tied to.
Nice to see you again, Doc.
Got a few of your friends waiting for you.
They throw Doc into the pit, filled with other prisoners, including Chavez.
Chavez, good to see you.
When troubles come, they come not single spies, but in battalions.
Billy's hiding in the chicken coop.
Billy. Whoa, whoa.
Heavy steps, Patsy. Hey, gracias.
Messenger came through town today from the new governor. He wants to meet with you. He can't catch you. You're making him look a fool.
Go on.
He wants to talk treaty.
You're boshing me.
He wants you to turn state's evidence and testify.
Testify against who?
Against the Murphy boys he's got in that pit in Lincoln. You can hang your old enemies, kid. It's the only chance you've got to save your neck. You got no place left to hide.
So everybody's looking for me. Hey, Paulita Maxwell around? She looking for me? Getting kind of lonely in here.
No, I don't think Paulita Maxwell's looking for you. I think Celsa Baca's looking for you.
Whoa, Celsa Baca! We'd have to bear grease the damn walls to get that pig in here.
Yeah, that's the only thing we'd have to bear grease.
Well, Garrett was right. I was running out of places to hide. And here was Governor Lew Wallace, the second best known man in New Mexico, proposing to make a treaty with me and Lincoln.
But why give up the sanctuary of a little village where I was protected by my friends?
Buenos dias, señor. ¿Cómo estás?
Hola, Billy. ¿Cómo?
The man tries to shoot Billy.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because $500 cuts a lot of ties.
Ah, damn it, Inyo.
A soldier steps out from cover and fires, but Billy runs into a house and shoots back. More soldiers appear and return fire, their bullets ripping through the wooden walls of the house. Billy runs backwards through a shop, wielding two pistols, and stumbles through a table. He spins round, taking out a soldier, then dives head first into a pig pen. One of the local Mexicans dismounts from his horse and sends it galloping towards Billy. He grabs the saddle and pulls himself up.
Ride in the casino.
The young lad watches Billy charge across the plains.
Go, Billy!
Your Excellency? It's him. He's here.
Well, show him in.
The bearded middle-aged man sniffs his drink, and Billy leans his head round the door.
Hi.
Mr. Bonney? I appreciate your good faith.
Who are you?
I'm Governor Lew Wallace. Extraordinary. I was expecting a rather rough and older fellow, not so smooth a face. Cognac, Mr. Bonney. Uh-uh. Well, then, to the point. The various crimes committed during the Lincoln Cattle War...
Excuse me, sir. There's no cattle war. It was a merchant war. Irish against English. That killed my employer, Mr. Tunstall, and I made war.
Those men that killed your employer, the group that evaded the revenge of your so-called regulators, they've become a rather rough bunch since this merchant's war, cutting prominent ranchers' herds like John Chisholm's.
Yes, sir, they have.
And you have, too. However, you're one, and the Murphy Dolan rustlers are many. If you can testify against what you saw in your little war, I can then eliminate the many.
Well, what about the one?
My terms are simple. Your testimony against those who murdered your employer in exchange for leniency.
No. My testimony in exchange for a full pardon.
Well, I'm afraid that's...
I testify. And I ride out of Lincoln a free man. If not, I ride out of Lincoln now. Any of your boys try to follow me, you wind up in a pine box.
Wallace pops his cigar in his mouth and shuffles some paperwork.
If you were given pardon, you would leave New Mexico, never to return. You go on the stand and help me hang 15 rustlers, and I'll give you pardon. Of course, 15 minutes later, the Murphy boys will shoot you dead as a mangy dog in the street. So we'll arrest you, staged arrest for your own protection before the trial. But that's for you to decide.
Can I have some of that cake?
Pendleton.
Pendleton. The white cake. With the sweet frost.
The servant begrudgingly cuts a slice of cake for Billy.
So, shall we proclaim our secret parley a success?
Deal.
Nighttime, and Doc and Chavez are talking in the pit.
When the neck is broken, there's only a sharp pain. Fast. Then if the other place accepts you, the spirit horse comes. Takes you there to the other side.
So don't worry too much. When you die, you're gonna see the spirit horse. She'll come for you, my friend.
Great. Let me tell you something, Chavez. I don't really want to catch a spirit horse. I don't even want to see the other side. I sure as hell don't want to have my neck broke to a sharp, quick pain. Only thing I really want to do is get the hell out of here.
Me too.
Wallace and a group of noble gentlemen place money on a table. Billy springs from his seat and his hand hovers over his gun. With a sly smile, he draws his weapon, spins round, and shoots four candles off a candelabra.
Well done, William. Splendid performance. However, there are three candles left and only two bullets.
He shoots another candle, which spins the candelabra sideways and takes out the last two with one bullet.
Mr. Bonney, District Attorney Ryerson's here to see you. The governor thinks it's best if you have your restraints on.
Hey, Sheriff. Bring that fiddle player in again. He was quite good. How about some more of that cake when you get a chance? And it's getting a little nippy in here. Could you stoke up that fire? Thanks, George.
Yes, sir. I was starting to grow fond of prison life.
Top of the morning to you, Mr. Bonney. Finally in chains, are you? Still trying to keep up your game? Well, we'll be seeing you on the floor of the courts very soon.
I ain't being tried. I'm testifying against Dolan and all the other swine who killed my friend John Tunstall, yes, sir.
Reinerson paces across the room.
Who gives testimony is strictly within the discretion of the prosecuting attorney, who happens to be me, who happens to think not a bloody chance in the pit of Hades.
Billy lunges, but is held back by his restraints.
You can't bluff me.
No. I'll charge you, sentence you. I will hang you. But I never bluff you. See for yourself. Governor's on his way back to Santa Fe now. Pardon Billy the Kid. Impossible.
I should have dusted His Excellency's regal ass when I had the chance. He didn't exactly lie to me. He just didn't have the power against the Irish politicians who were still running Lincoln County.
Good day, Mr. Bonney.
Good day, Mr. Dungpile.
A man tests the gallows, and Billy slips out of his handcuffs.
Another historical and biological fact was that I had small hands, big wrists. And that saved my life more times than Colonel Colt's equalizer.
Looks like it's getting near to supper time. You boys hungry? I got two lots of news for you, good and bad. I'll give you the bad news first. All we got for supper is horse.
What the hell's the good news?
There's tons of it.
The world hates a smart mouth, Scurlock. But you're gonna realize that tomorrow when you swing from that gallows.
Having climbed onto the roof, Billy spits onto the man's hat. He takes it off and gives the mucus a sniff.
That's if the lynch mob don't come for you first, which I hear tell they intend to do. Let me know if you boys want some dessert.
He shovels the horse manure into the pit on top of the prisoners. At night...
Howdy, Bill.
Evening.
Howdy, boys.
Masked riders appear, brandishing flaming torches.
If there was one thing an outlaw feared in the New Mexico Territory, it was lynch mob justice.
Right on time.
With no patience for courts and trials, they did it their own way. And there was no stopping them. Mainly because the so-called law...
Howdy.
...had no damn intentions of stopping them.
You're a bit late.
Vigilante!
Kids escaped. Little weasel.
Oh, I'm sure he did, mister.
See for yourself.
Open the pit.
A man opens the trap door, and the masked men peer inside.
No Billy the Kid in there.
It's true, he's gone.
We might as well go.
We got some of his regulators in there.
The Indian and Tenderfoot rode with the kid on the Tunstall McSween side. How'd they be?
They'll have to do. Bring them up.
Doc and Chavez are removed from the pit and taken away by the masked riders.
Pick your tree, Breed.
Stop! I order you as a peace officer of Lincoln County.
Gentlemen, I'm a school teacher from the city of New York. And the Breed back there, he's my guide. And I believe you're about to make an enormous error.
We know you rode with the boy, Devlin. You're going to hang for it.
I swear to you, never even laid eyes on him. I was a school teacher from the city of New York.
I'm a school teacher from the city of New York!
Hi, Doc. How are your drawers?
Nice to see you again, Billy.
It's a kid!
Come on, let's get out.
You sure got a lot of boys riding with you these days.
Them ain't my boys.
It's a real lynch mob! Get out! Ha, ha!
Billy and his regulators retreat as the real lynch mob charge into town. Billy grabs the end of a section of a fence which is tied to a horse. He and the other horse charge at the lynch mob with the fence stretched out between them and knock some riders to the ground.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. Come on over that way.
Billy, pretending to be part of the real lynch mob, deceives the two riders and shoots them in the back. The prisoners climb out of the pit, but one is blasted in the chest with a shotgun. A woman takes down the fleeing mob member with a rifle, and Dave tries to kill another, but his gun is out of bullets. He charges at the masked rider and shoves him through a shop window. Dave rides into the shop and grabs another gun. Two cowboys fire at him.
I think we got
him. Dave leaps through another window and blasts the two men. As the regulators ride out of town, Billy throws a packet of bullets into a burning building. A flaming carriage rolls through town and crashes into the pit. The flames engulf the packet of ammunition, and the bullets fly off in random directions. Billy's about to shoot through Doc's shackles.
Hold still now. Got this buckshot infection in my elbow. Makes my right arm kind of... Whoa! Hold still now.
I am still. Just shoot the chain, okay?
Goddamn. It's good to see you, Doc. I knew you'd come back. We made a pact, remember? You, me, and Chavez. Pals. Forever.
Billy, the chain, come on. Look, I don't care if you guys swap spittle and piss in each other's boots. I don't take to tenderfoots in my gang. And I definitely don't take to no Mexicans.
It ain't your gang, Dave. Yeah,
Mexicans!
Oh, 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 oh!
Come on,
oh! God damn. Remember something, Dave. These boys are the Lincoln County regulators.
Yeah, it was.
Were. Billy, come on, the chain. You're right, Doc. Were. There ain't no regulators no more. No room for them. No room for me.
Billy, please.
I'm taking the Mexican Blackbird.
Well, what are you taking?
The broken trail to go down to Old Mexico. Only me and a few other boys know it. Take the trail below. Doc, once you're down there, got these basket men, Pam, and they'll come up and they'll get your belongings, your family, whatever you need.
Come here, Billy. Why don't you just shoot the chain, okay?
All right, listen here. Mount up. We're taking the Mexican Blackbird, huh? Old Mexico. Let's go. Come on.
Where'd you find him?
Billy does a backwards roll and shoots through Doc's chain.
Pretty good. It's for you. It's from New York. It's for the horse.
He gives Billy his pocket watch.
How That horse ain't for sale, Doc. But, how about my boots? They're nice and broken.
Oh, yes!
Come on, Billy, kill that dinner-foot son of a bitch! Come on, get on top of him! Come on, step it up!
Doc has pinned Billy to the floor.
I know you, you son of a bitch!
You know me, huh? Well, I know you, Scurlock! You kill half the men I got credit for! I saw you with blood all over yourself. I saw you kill! Just because you went back east and married, put on a silk cravat, that don't change what you did!
Give it your best, Louis!
Tremonte! You remember John Tunstall? Remember the stories you tell us about the three Chinamen playing Fantan? Someone runs up to him and says, hey, the world is coming to an end. And the first one says, well, I best go to the mission and pray. And the second one says, well, hell, I'm gonna go buy me a case of mezcal and six whores. And the third one says, well, I shall finish the game. I shall finish the game, Doc. Who's ever going for old Mexico, we ride now.
Josiah, this ain't the untamed prairie you used to run free over.
Family, I gotta get back to.
The new governor was a general at Shiloh. He's got militia, he's got army, he's got money to pay glory hunters to run you day and night. And they're on their way.
And they will kill you, Doc. You take care of yourself, Pat.
He'll catch you, Doc.
Catch me.
Everybody but him. The villagers say he's Diablero. He can change into a coyote, disappear, and never gets killed. Me? I just think he's the luckiest white eye in New Mexico. But he'll cross the border. He will.
Chavez, I can't ride with him anymore. I'm trying to spend the last year forgetting about him. Read about him in the newspaper, in them damn 5-cent books. The children in New York City imitate him in the streets. He's in my sleep. You gotta understand what I'm saying. It's over.
When the spirit horse comes, then it's over.
Chavez rides away.
Well, Chavez knew what he was talking about. He'd seen the soldiers murder his entire family. And he'd been hunted down like a dog and thrown in the pit. He knew his only chance was to skin out and head south.
Doc climbs onto his horse.
But Doc, he did have something else to go back to. And although him and me were like brothers, and he really wanted to ride with me, he just needed some time to think about it.
He sees a posse galloping towards him. In town, a photographer is preparing to take a picture of a line of coffins, each with a dead man inside. Nearby, a pastor is praying, and an outlaw is standing over another body. Reinerson climbs off a wagon and goes over to Sheriff Kimball.
We want his head. You understand that, Sheriff Kimball? I want you to get on your horse, and I want you to track this little fiend to the edge of the earth. I want you to assassinate him. I want you to deliver his head in burlap.
I ain't touching this one.
Doc, Billy, and the rest of the gang are sitting round a table, drinking and smoking.
Billy, where are the men you promised us? You said you had an army.
I do. Here it comes.
A man walks in with a young outlaw.
Jesus. Just one, and that's all you can find?
No one want to come. Everyone afraid.
You a farmer?
Yes, sir.
My name's Henry William French.
You ever shoot anybody before, Henry William French?
He shakes his head.
You ever shoot anything before? Sage Hen?
Sage Hen. Well, tell me something, Henry. Why is it that you want to join my gang, huh?
Well, I ain't a farmer no more. Lost my wife to the parks. Lost my land to the money men.
Hey, big casino. Why don't you saw a foot off of this thing, in case we run into Governor Wallace on the way.
Garrett gets to his feet.
I don't think I'm going to make this one, kid.
What do you mean? You gotta come with us, Pat.
What are you gonna do, stay here and scrub pots for Beaver?
I may have old Beaver scrub the pots for me. I'm buying this place, turn it into an eating house. There's Wildcat money coming in here. I gotta stake my piece while I still got a fair enough name.
What name? You ride with known man, Patsy. You always wanted to be a known man in New Mexico.
Hell, I'll be a known man. Next time you ride through here, there'll be a big old sign out there that says Garrett's Place. It's time I got an income that ain't from stealing horses.
Yeah, you remember something, Pat. I never stole a horse from someone I didn't like. If I didn't like him, I just wouldn't even bother with him.
Nah, he'd just kill him.
Hey, come on, Pat. You're one of us. You've always been one of us.
I always will be, Billy.
Garrett walks out.
Well, go on, then. Go on. We don't need you, Pat. We don't need him.
Beaver catches the young lad trying to steal some bread.
Soap weed, I've got you.
Won't eat out of my ass, kid. Go on. Shoot.
Billy puts a gun to Beaver's head.
Howdy, Beaver. Come on, sit with the boys.
What the hell's this?
This? This is the Prince of Pennsylvania.
Billy spins his gun in his hand and passes it to the young lad. Doc lets out a heavy sigh.
First stop along the Blackburn was to raise some dineros, and John Simpson Chisholm was the richest man in the territory. Not only that, but as anyone familiar with the Lincoln War knows, he was a financial partner of Tunstall and McSween, which made him an ally.
John steps off his porch as the regulators ride towards him.
Old John admired my pluck and loved me like I was his own son.
Well, by God, you really turned out to be a snake, Billy. When they catch you, they're going to dry gulch your stinking bones.
I'm just trying to get my friends to Old Mexico. We need some pesos. Now, I've done some figuring, and I figure that you owe us, Mr. Chisholm. $250 for the fighting we did last year, and $250 for me leaving your stock alone.
Is that what you figured?
Yes, sir, that's what I figured.
Well, you could take those figures and shove them up your arrogant little ass and set fire to them. I don't owe you a goddamn thing. Now get the hell out of here. I'll bring my 50 down and give you a real game.
Yeah, we saw some of your men up there in the high range. Passed right by them. Fine bunch.
Mr. Chisholm, you're right. Lincoln County War is over. We just want to get out of here. Get down below.
Well, you get down below, all right, Doc. You get down below. You're Billy the Kid, too, you know. You all are. And I don't owe you anything, Doc. Or you, Chavez.
You took my farm, Mr. Chisholm. You took a lot of farms, Mr. Chisholm. And as long as Billy the Kid is taking some back, I'm with him.
Everything all right, Mr. Chisholm?
Yes, yes, everything's fine. Go on and bring the men in, and we'll have a little fresh coffee with the boys here.
Yoo-hoo! I'll make you famous. Mr. Chisholm, which one of these boys is the fastest with the iron?
Don't you do it, Billy.
That'd be me.
You, drop Sam Colt.
Billy?
Put her down now. Step away.
Billy climbs off his horse.
You owe me $500, Mr. Chisholm. So what I'm gonna do is kill one of your men for every $5 you owe me. Only I'm gonna do it fair.
Billy undoes his holster, steps forward, and drops it on the dusty ground.
How's that for square? Now, when I go for my guns, you start shooting. But I promise you, you will not make it.
Billy's gun is now a few steps in front of him.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Dave.
Dave shoots the man.
Oh, my God.
495.
One of John's men tries to grab Billy's gun.
Henry.
Oh, my God.
Henry.
Oh, my God.
Doc saves Henry, who was nearly shot.
490.
You just killed yourself. Bonnie, you are a fool. You call yourself the scourge of New Mexico. Well, by God, I am New Mexico. And you are dead.
Skin out, boy. You have yourself a good day now.
Wearing a grin, Billy rides off with the rest of the regulators. Later, John's talking with other wealthy men.
I want him dead. Well, the problem is he's protected by all the surrounding communities. They've made a bloody hero out of a half-wit common horse thief.
That's what I say. Let's hire a thief to catch one.
Well, bring him in, Governor. Make the offer.
Pendleton.
Garrett steps out from a doorway and joins the wealthy men. John casually puffs on his cigar, letting the smoke crawl out of his mouth as he stares at Garrett.
If I've been brought here to be implicated in anything, I just want you to know that I'm a family man, fixing to settle, run a business.
Mr. Chisholm has informed us of your ambitions, Mr. Garrett.
Now, Pat, we know that you've been with Billy Bonney several times when you cut my herd. Now, Pat, we're looking for somebody who knows his haunts, his hideouts, somebody who's familiar with his patterns.
You are familiar with him, Mr. Garrett.
You see, Patrick, certain changes need to be structured. We need a sheriff who can eliminate this particular problem.
I don't quite follow what you're saying.
We're saying Sheriff of Lincoln County, Sheriff Pat Garrett. And that ought to make you feel pretty good.
And we're saying $500 up front.
And $500 after.
$1,000, Mr. Garrett. And all the resources you need to carry out the extermination of one William H. Bonney. Is that satisfactory?
The regulators are cattle driving.
While Pat was thinking about the Santa Fe Ram's generous offer, me and the boys are busy sorting out our finances. We figured that if it was too much of a hardship for Chisholm to give us any money,
Howdy.
Well, then we'd help him out and just take a few of his cows.
I guess what I'm trying to say is you're called Kid, and Rudabaugh's called Arkansas Dave, and I dare say Doc's Christian name ain't Doc.
You want a name?
Yes, sir. I would like that. I would like that very much indeed.
You have to earn it, Henry. Till then, you're stuck with plain old Henry. Sorry.
A door swings open. Dressed all in black and wearing his new sheriff's badge, Garrett steps out. With a shotgun in his left hand, he crosses the dusty road to a small ramshackle building. Suddenly, he pulls his pistol from its holster and aims it at the onlookers behind him. The onlookers pay him little mind, and he continues into the building, a newspaper office. A man is printing copies.
I hear you're going to be opening up an eating house, Garrett. Would you like to secure an advertisement?
I've changed my mind.
Cool. You're the one that the Santa Fe Ring hired.
Never mind that. I want to hire you for a job.
You do?
I want you to document the hunt for the most famous man in New Mexico. I want a book written on it, so that the people will understand the situation. I want you to ride along with me and record the dangers of the expedition.
Ride along with you? On a horse? Oh, no, this I can't do.
I came out west to save my last lung. I'm a journalist.
You're a broke journalist. And you're a drunk.
The journalist studies a $20 bill Garrett's handed him. Now the two men are riding together.
The country was overgrown with weed and brush and encumbered with loose rock, making it almost impassable.
I like that. That's very good.
Men appear on the ridge above.
Morning, Sheriff. We met at the governor's. John W. Poe, Cattlemen's Association. Governor sent me and these men to lend you a hand.
Encumbered by idiots, we pressed on.
I like that. It's very good.
Billy wakes up the regulators by firing his guns.
What did they do now? Spell your name wrong?
Got a new sheriff on us, boys. Goes by the name of Pat Garrett.
What the hell did he do that for?
Make yourself famous. Be a known man like me.
Well, what about me? What'd they say about me, huh?
Nothing, Dave. Just playing the game, Doc. We'll give him a game, all right.
All right, Dave's boys, we riding out. We are gonna give Pat Garrett the ride of his miserable, two-faced, stinking life. Let's get out, come on.
Dave starts to ride, but the others don't follow.
Come on!
He talks to his horse.
Believe this? Hey, Tom. Last one out of here. Drinks dirty dishwater. Come on! Bitch.
They ride off in the opposite direction. The regulators ride on. They approach a bush which has Native American relics hanging on it. Chavez glances around anxiously.
Oh. Burial ground. Warm Springs people. Apache.
We better get going.
We'll go around.
Wait, so Chavez, why don't you go pet with the chickens, huh? You know what they're paying for Apache bone in Silver City right now? They're making ashtrays, they're making combs, they're making knife handles. You get 50 cents for a good Indian leg bone. It's all out there, so don't you go getting sentimental and all that, all right? Come on.
You go in there, smart gringo, and I'll bury you there.
Okay.
Let's go.
Come on. Yeah! Come on!
Dave rides into the burial ground.
Silver City, here I come!
Chavez charges towards him, hurls himself off his horse and tackles him. Dave tries to pull out his gun, but Chavez bashes his hand against the ground, making him drop it. Both men pull knives from their holsters. Dave takes a couple of swipes, but Chavez expertly dodges them. Chavez slashes, catching Dave on the side. Dave throws dust up into Chavez's face, and as he staggers back, Dave smacks him in the mouth with a bone. As Dave grabs his gun, the rest of the regulators train their weapons at him.
I don't think so, Dave.
That Mexican Indian may have lost his family, but he hadn't lost a trick when it came down to an old-fashioned pick-sticking match.
You want your knife back?
Yeah. And Dave? Well, he appreciated the value of fair play, but he also appreciated the value of a good bone-handled knife.
John and the rest of Garrett's men are on the trail of the regulators. John crouches down and touches a small rock on the ground. Garrett steps over to him.
Garrett! Get me off this animal! I have to have a movement!
That's the fourth one today.
Ow!
Sheriff, at the risk of offending you, your newspaper man is hindering an important government operation.
Like these reins?
I have to request that he be discharged from service.
Please, let me
What do you make out of it?
Tobacco pouch. It's his.
I gave it to him.
It's buffalo scrotum. From my first kill, big old bull near Fort Griffin.
That's a pretty story, Sheriff. Why'd you leave it hanging there like that?
Just to say hello.
Looks like you say more than hello.
There are three bullet holes through the picture of Garrett in the paper. The regulators ride into town and see a sign which reads, White Oaks, we will not tolerate scum.
What's scum?
Well, Tom, that's bad types. Politicians, bankers, cattle kings. Scum. Come on.
A woman appears from behind her net curtains and peers at the regulators.
Come along, mother.
They climb off their horses and step inside a brothel where a red-haired woman greets them.
Oh, well, I'll be hog tied and sent to Hades, Billy! What have we got here?
How are you, Jane?
Wicked boys! 4, 5, 6 wicked boys. Wicked and wanted, or just plain wicked?
$1,000 on me.
Yeah? I heard 500.
Well, you heard wrong, Jane.
Well, I also heard that you ain't long for the territory, Billy.
We're not. We're going to Old Mexico, right, Billy?
Well, good luck. How old's this fella?
17 and a half.
14 and a half. Oh, well, don't forget that half. There's a lot of experience packed into that half.
It's different.
My hair. It's a new fashion. You like it?
Yeah, your hair, but everything. This whole town, outside, too. They got a church. Same White Oaks.
Yeah, well, there's 2,011 souls in this town, kid. A lot of back east money. Town's different. It's respectable.
You're not telling us you've gone respectable now, Jane, have you?
No. Well, to the eye that don't know no better. Yeah, huh?
Well, I've heard enough. My boys here would like some boonda upstairs right quick, darling.
When I hear you say you'd like a excellent malt, 6 times served in a room with a southern view.
You're a lady to the manor born, Jane. To the manor born.
Doc knocks back a drink. Garrett's gang are at the burial site.
Well, it's hurt pretty good. Looks like the muskrats are in a trap. They're chewing their own legs off.
All right, we're going north.
South, you mean?
No, I mean north.
Well, Sheriff, last time I heard, old Mexico's still south.
You ever hear of a coy dog, Poe? Half common dog, half coyote? Yeah. Feed one, he keeps coming around, no fear of man. Kid's a coy dog. He's come 150 miles without a town. Right about now, he's looking for some attention. Ash!
He ain't my concern.
A tribe of Native Americans appear into the hills and see the decimated grave. They point their guns at one another. The journalist stands up, his trousers round his ankles.
It's a Dana Kui T.A.
Anda Ila E.
Ala Tahini Ni E Nakas.
Howdy. Noch Chish.
The Native Americans turn and go.
Sheriff, I think I need to have a move.
Me too.
Ride boldly, ride. The shade replied. If you seek for El Dorado.
Why, that was heavenly. Who wrote it?
Josiah Doc Scurlock.
Who the hell's that?
You come back now.
Tom steps out of one of the bedrooms.
Woo!
He points his gun at his reflection in the mirror. He pulls his hat back on and gives himself a cheeky wink. He catches sight of something out the window. Dozens of locals, all holding flaming torches.
Billy! They don't tolerate scum.
Help me gather the boys.
Go on, get everyone downstairs.
There's a kid! Alias William H. Bonney.
It's Deputy Carlisle. I best go speak to him.
Antrim and Dave Rudabaugh of Las Vejas.
He said Dave Rudabaugh of Las Vejas.
Real happy for you, Dave.
Black knights on the premises, turn your bodies over to the law or perish in flame.
What's going on down here?
What? Deliver the kid. We have Jane Greathouse held out here. I'm coming in to talk to you. If anything happens to me, the citizens here say they will string her up and burn her. Do you agree to those terms?
Do I agree to those terms? Who is this guy? Yes, sir. We agree to those terms.
I'm going in.
All right, boys, put your guns away. Look respectable. Ladies, upstairs. Well, fired. Disappear.
The deputy steps inside to find the regulators relaxing, reading the paper or playing cards.
Gentlemen? Gentlemen, which of you is the leader of your gang?
That would be me.
Arkansas Dave.
You are not Dave.
I am so.
You are not.
I am so.
Are not.
I am so.
Gentlemen, I am a deputized man, and I do things law way.
Which way?
Law way.
Law way. I see. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Now, the people out there, they do things their own way. They got their mind set on a hanging. Now, it's going to be hell if I can't control this situation. So, what I propose is this. I understand you have an Indian in your group?
Yes, sir. Jose Chavez y Chavez. He's a Mexican Indian. How'd that be?
Well, that'll be just fine. If I can give this Indian to those people out there, they'll be well satisfied. The rest of you can just ride out.
You hear that, Chavez? Sir, I agree to those terms. They're an angry mob indeed, and we do happen to have an Indian on the premises. Give me your hat.
Billy takes Chavez's hat and coat.
Now, Mr. Lawway, may I see your hat?
I really don't see how hats are relevant in this situation.
I do. Dave.
Dave puts Chavez's hat on the deputy.
The gentleman's jacket. There.
Deputy Carlisle!
Now I can talk to you. Now you don't look like such a politician.
Can I take the Indian with me or not?
The Indian's going out to satisfy the crowd. But you obviously don't understand the meaning of the word pals. Think I'd hand my friend over to a bucket of mule dung like you? That's an insult. Turn around, Chief.
Come on, Carlisle! You're bringing him out or not?
All right, you white caps! We're coming out, but we're coming out shooting! Get ready for war!
They push the disguised deputy out, and he's quickly gunned down by the locals. The deputy rolls down the steps, and the locals step forward.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. That's Deputy Carlisle. That's James Carlisle.
Let's go. They're leaving. They're all skinning out.
Pals.
Of course they were skinning out. They had just murdered their own deputy. They pinned that one on me too, but I never fired one shot.
Later, Garrett's gang are there.
Just saying hello, Pat.
The deputy's body is carried away. Garrett steps into the brothel and approaches Jane. He hangs his hat on a stuffed bear and helps himself to a drink.
Did you entertain him?
Maybe.
Did you like it?
Garrett knocks back his drink.
Remember the time you, me, and him locked all the doors? Stayed up till the sun, breaking the place up with 6 shooters? Every bottle in the bar, naked as jaybirds. And there was no law. No law and no barbed wire.
Patrick, I'm gonna part with a nasty secret. It used to make me hotter than a June bride sitting bareback on a depot stove. But I'm sharing my bed with the law.
And I don't keep with whores no more. So ain't we both content?
Garrett splashes a bottle of drink around.
Jane Greathouse, the citizens of White Oaks have proclaimed this place the Devil's Den. As sheriff of Lincoln County, I have to honor and protect their civic virtues.
He strikes a match on his badge.
I'll show them what my civic virtues look like, all those stall-fed tenderfeet with their Eastern shin plaster and their Sunday wives and their Sunday vests. With a preacher at the back door by morning to see if they got the Connecticut Blue Laws tattooed on their lily white buttocks.
Jane steps out onto the porch and takes off some of her clothing. She walks off past the shocked locals. Riding in single file, the regulators navigate a narrow path at the bottom of a valley. They pass the entrance to a mine, and the working men look at them with trepidation. They ride over to an old man who's keeping an eye on some machinery.
Hey! Got any water?
Old-timer, when this place boom up?
Last week.
Copper?
Nah. Guano. Bad droppings.
Can't wait to see the women.
Garrett's gang appear from nowhere and fire at the regulators. The regulators ride off, crossing the mine train tracks and shooting back at Garrett's men. Both groups tear through the area outside the mine, leaving a trail of destruction in their wake. They race up into the mountains, and Chavez splits off from the others. From a vantage point, Chavez shoots one of Garrett's men. Racing along, Billy only just stops in time before his horse runs straight down a steep hillside. Chavez charges towards them, but doesn't stop, and he and his horse tumble down the steep hillside. With Garrett closing in, the others all follow, tumbling down the steep slope. Billy looks terrified as he clings onto the reins for dear life as the horse staggers down the slope. The regulators remount their steeds on flat ground.
Even our horses are crazy.
Garrett and his men watch from the top of the slope. They fire down at Billy's gang. Billy climbs onto the back of Chavez's horse.
It's all right. We got time. We'll go back through the arroyo.
Well, that's convenient, ain't it?
Pardon me?
Kid'll be long gone. Maybe that's what you want, Pat.
What I want is for you to cork your goddamn government mouth, mister, and the next time you address me common,
I will put you on your prissy little ass.
Sweet Mary's ass. How the hell did you get him to do that, huh? What's that mean anyway? Atsay.
It's an ancient Navajo word. It means stop.
Stop.
The regulators race along together.
When we get to the top of this bluff, we'll have a clear view of the Nechita River. We'll sell the horses off, and then we'll take a skiff downriver into Mexico. Hey, Tommy, last one up the hill's a three-legged dog.
A vast valley stretches out in front of them.
Billy. Is this all Mexico?
No. It's Garrett. Get out, Tom!
Garrett shoots, but can only make out silhouettes against the setting sun.
I got him.
The rest of the regulators race off on their horses, and Garrett goes over to see who he shot. It's Tom.
Take your medicine, son.
Garrett stares down at Tom, then slowly turns to John.
Well, it's a start.
In the hills, Chavez is singing. Billy opens Tom's bag. Inside is a newspaper with a front page story entitled Billy the Kid, Prince of the Pistoleros. Also inside the bag is a jar of marbles. He hurls the jar at the rocks, and it smashes into pieces. Chavez slices off a lock of his own hair. Billy and Doc are sitting by a fire.
It's been a lot of nights in this cabin after the Lincoln War. Tried to put another outfit together, but that's never the same. When you boys came back, I felt like there was nothing I wouldn't do to keep a gang together. Keep riding.
What are you saying, Chavato?
You know what the Mexican Blackbird is?
It's a broken trail that leads to Old Mexico.
It's a half-black, half-Mexican whore up in Puerto de Luna.
So you mean, you named the trail after her, right?
Doc holds back tears.
There is no trail, is there, Billy? Is there? What about old Mexico you promised us?
I'd be just another gringo in old Mexico. It's the same as being dead.
What about Tommy? You son of a bitch. You're starting to believe what they're writing about you, aren't you? Let me tell you what you really are. You rode a 15-year-old boy straight into his grave, and the rest of us straight to hell. Straight to hell. It's funny. You are not a god.
Doc aims his shotgun at Billy.
Why don't you pull the trigger and find out?
Doc lowers his gun.
I gotta get back home.
As he goes to leave, he's shot.
Doc!
What the hell are you doing? We're not even in position yet.
Get up, Doc. Come on, get up.
You leave him alone.
He's a dead man.
They're surrounded.
They're starting to surround us. We gotta get out of here.
Ah! We gotta make a break.
Don't look at this. Look up.
So who's gonna bust out first?
Well, Andrew William French, you never kill nobody. They ain't gonna shoot at you.
Go to hell, they shot Tommy.
Somebody's gotta do it.
Dave takes a shot at Garrett's men.
There must be at least 10 of them out there.
Get me up.
Dave? It's your gang. What? It's your gang. You lead us out. Come on.
It ain't my gang. It's your gang. It's always been your gang.
Don't cross me, Dave.
Billy!
Chavez has helped Doc up.
Let's finish the game.
Billy plucks his gun from its holster and hands it to Doc. Doc leads the charge, a pistol in each hand. He's mown down in a hail of gunfire. A shotgun blast to the chest finally fells him. Chavez tries to make his escape. He shoots one of Garrett's men but is hit himself. Billy's nearly hit, but the bullet flies just above his head.
What the hell did you do that for?
Wounded Chavez clings onto another regulator's horse.
Ah! You son of a bitch! You killed the boy! Ah! And you killed Doc! You knew him! Chavez is back there!
Andrew, you gotta forget about him. He's buzzing me. Come on, they all are. It's just you and me, farm boy. We gotta head for the border.
Hendry's gun is shot from his hand. Chavez hurls a knife at one of Garrett's posse, then ducks under cover. He topples the horse of one of Garrett's men, but the rider shoots him as he tries to climb on. Wounded, Chavez rides off. Billy's completely surrounded.
It is therefore considered by the court here that said defendant, William H. Bonney, alias Kid, alias William Antrim, alias Henry McCarty, be confined in prison in said Lincoln County by the sheriff of such county until on the day aforesaid he be taken from such prison to a suitable and convenient place of execution within said county and there be hanged by the neck till he be dead. Now, do you have anything to say, young man?
Yes, Your Honor, I do. You can go to hell.
Later, Billy's in a holding room.
I got 18 dimes in each barrel, boy. You ever see what $1.80 can do to a $40 steer? Let alone a cheap little crook like yourself.
Just taunt me again, boy. That's all I'm asking, just taunt me again.
I want to talk to Garrett.
He's in Mesilla. Got a big interview in a tin type with the Independent.
Oh, yes. Famous man now. Hey, Bell, did you send my letter to the governor, or did you burn it?
It was sent, kid. Sheriff had me put on the mail stage myself.
Then why didn't he answer him?
I don't know. Maybe he ain't one for correspondence. My sister up to Colorado's like that.
Well, will you just shut the hell up, Bell?
Hendry's riding by Chavez.
Chavez, you all right?
What? Yeah. Yeah, Chardonnay. You?
Just fine. Fine.
Billy's holding a coin.
Okay, Bill, here's another one to prove that the hand is quicker than your mind. Are you ready? You watching?
Billy makes a coin disappear. Hearing a noise, the lawman, Bell, looks anxious and points his shotgun at the door. The door swings open. It's Jane.
Ma'am?
Hello, Jane.
May I visit Mr. Bonney? I'm an old acquaintance.
No, ma'am. That ain't possible. Sheriff Garrett won't allow any visitations.
Well, may I leave a gift for him then?
Jane gives Belle a small pouch.
You Open up a new rooming establishment, Great House?
Hell no. I open a good sawdust on the floor, proper whorehouse.
Ma'am?
Well, goodbye, William H. Bonney.
Thank you.
Jane winks at Belle as she leaves, and he raises his eyebrows at Billy. Billy opens the pouch and finds a note which reads, outhouse.
Oops.
All right, kid. Let your squirrel go. Move pronto.
Billy emerges from the outhouse, still shackled around the wrists and ankles.
I wouldn't go in there if I were you.
As Belle checks inside, Billy hides behind the outhouse.
Kid?
Hey.
Dave's riding hard across the plains. Billy pulls a gun on Belle.
Yoo-hoo, Belle! I'll make you famous.
Belle raises his gun.
Don't do it, Belle. Belle, come on, don't do it, I ain't kidding. Bill! That was stupid, Bill.
Bill Killer! Bill Killer, kid!
Billy grabs a rifle and smashes the window in the top floor. Bob's running across the street.
Hello, Bob!
Bob! Bob! Best dollar 80 I ever spent!
Having shot Bob from the window, Billy goes downstairs and takes a set of keys off Belle's body. He looks at his bloodied hands, then at the wall, and gets an idea. He waves to Jane as he rides off.
We're nipping on the job, Bob!
Billy fires wildly as he gallops out of town. Dave washes his face in a water trough in a quiet settlement, then approaches two sleeping Mexicans.
Hey, is this old Mexico here? Este es México, huh, amigos?
One nods.
Woo-hoo! I made it.
Well, you do know who I am, don't you? Arkansas Dave Rudabaugh. You know the name?
The two men share a look, then one nods slowly.
I know the name.
At night, Garrett and some other men inspect Belle and Bob's dead bodies. Garrett enters the house with a lantern and looks at the wall at the foot of the stairs. Written in blood are the words, Garrett's place. Garrett stares at the words grimly. Chavez, breathless and in pain, arrives at Old Fort Sumner with Hendry. They watch the locals warily and walk into Beaver's bar, trying to maintain a low profile. Beaver observes them quietly as they sit in a dark corner. Chavez rests his head against the wall. Then a revolver slides out from behind a curtain and presses up against his temple.
Buenas tardes, amigos.
You're not dead.
Do I look dead? You should have seen the short work I made of Bob Olinger. Spread him out like tularosa. We're skinning out. There's a herd of slow elk resting up in Gretchen Lasky's sheep camp. We'll cut them, and then we'll ride for Canada. Chavez, make sure the horses are watered. Hendry?
I'll be staying here.
You stay here and Garrett will take you.
Garrett already took me.
When?
took Doc.
Billy looks at Chavez's bloody wound.
That's a bad shot, Chavez. Man gets shot like that,
it's over.
Billy walks across the room and throws a chair into the air in anger.
Well, I guess I really got us into it this time, huh?
Chavez closes his eyes, wincing with the pain.
Ain't supposed to be you sitting there like that. Supposed to be me.
Hendry looks emotional as Chavez pulls himself to his feet.
Chivato.
Chavez shuffles towards the door.
Where are you going?
Billy has tears in his eyes.
Chavez?
He watches Chavez take painful steps across the fort.
Chavez.
Chavez turns and nods fatalistically, and Billy nods back with somber realization. Chavez shuffles through a graveyard, the low-lying sun casting an orange glow across the ground. Billy returns inside and walks up to Hendry, who's sitting at a table. Billy picks up a small metal cartridge shot from the table.
Buckshot George. That's your name. You wanted a name? That's it. Buckshot George. It's a good name.
My name's Henry William French.
It's a good name, too.
Chavez slumps to the ground, and a painted horse gallops out of the darkness. Nighttime, and musicians play in Old Fort Sumner while some of the locals dance. An attractive woman watches Billy moping about. A couple of locals raise up a piñata, which is decorated with a face, scarf, hat, and hair. The piñata swings back and forth, and the revelers dance. Billy wanders through the crowd, disorientated and disturbed by the frenzied activity. The piñata continues to swing, and Billy starts to spin around on the spot, holding his arms out as if dancing with an invisible partner. The attractive woman grabs hold of him, and he wraps his arms tightly around her. As the song ends, they hold each other for a moment. Then the woman smiles sweetly at him. Hendry's sitting alone inside, looking devastated. Outside, a boy is blindfolded and given a stick to strike the piñata. Billy leaves his room. The attractive woman is naked on his bed, and his guns are hanging over the back of a chair. As he approaches another building, he realizes he doesn't have his weapons, but proceeds anyway.
Let's finish the game.
Hendry's outside watching the child swing at the piñata.
Hey.
Billy walks into a dark room.
you butcher this morning?
A man cocks his gun.
Ken S.
The man lights a candle, then blows out the match. It's Garrett.
I shot everything in the world except you. But you still wouldn't go below. Why?
Same reason you couldn't stay here and run a cantina.
But you'd be alive. In old Mexico, you'd be alive.
I'm still alive, Pat. And I belong here.
Not no more, Billy.
The people like me here. They want me here.
Not no more, Billy.
You gonna shoot me, Pat?
I got no choice.
What are you waiting for?
He aims at Billy's head.
You could let me go, Pat. I could walk out that door and head straight for old Mexico. You could say you killed me and no one would ever know.
You'd come back. Like a damn nightmare, show up in Arizona stealing cows and they'd stone me.
You killed the boys, Patsy!
No, Billy. You did. If I was with you, I'd be one of them. This hurts, kid. But I'm in a place I can't get out of. And I gotta do it.
Yeah. You gotta do it, Pat.
Billy moves forward, forcing Garrett to step back. Garrett and Billy stare intensely at each other. Billy glances at the gun pointing at him, then narrows his eyes.
You know, I always said that if I care for someone, there's nothing I'd fail to do. So I'm gonna make it easy on you.
Billy turns his back on Garrett.
You remember something, Pat? You'll never be me. You'll only be the man that shot Billy the Kid. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista. You crazy son of a bitch.
Garrett raises his gun and fires. Then the pinata explodes, showering its red contents over the ground. The locals scream and run for cover. Garrett emerges from the house into the deserted town square. Two silhouetted figures appear on the rooftops, and Garrett stops in the town square. Hendry watches with fear, and the remains of the piñata swing back and forth. A coffin is being buried.
Absolve questionus domine, animam famuli tui, William, ab omni vinculo delictorum, ut in resurrectionis gloria, inter sanctus et electus tuos.
Someone steals a horse without the congregation realizing. Garrett paces around, then notices his horse has been taken.
Dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return.
I never stole a horse from someone I didn't like. Did I like him? Hell no. I love the son of a bitch. You ask me if I have scars. Yes, sir. I have my scars.
The old cowboy, Roberts, turns to walk away.
Mr. Roberts. Bill, wait.
Roberts leads his horse across the plain towards the setting sun.
Billy!
Glimpses of Billy's adventures.
I don't think so, Dave.
Dave was beheaded soon after arriving in Mexico as a warning to outlaws crossing the border.
Bell.
Pat Garrett's book, The Authentic Life of Billy the Kid, was a failure. Garrett died in February 1908, shot by a 21-year-old man. Brushy Bill Roberts went before New Mexico Governor Thomas Mabry on November 29, 1950. Despite identification by several surviving friends of the notorious outlaw, he was discredited. And the earth was last night's bed. He died 28 days later in Hyco, Texas. I'm a devil on the run, a six-gun lover, a candle in the wind. Whether or not Brushy Bill Roberts was Billy the Kid remains a mystery.
I'll make you famous. When you're brought into this world, I'm a goat in your stable. I'm with Cain. What's the able, Mr. Catch me if you can. I'm going.